B. Have y'all heard of Lil B, the bass god? He's a rapper. He said, Kanye West, if you don't work with me, I'm going to rape you. And now he says that.
That's devil worship.
Now he's saying Kanye.
What is that?
After Kanye came out, Kanye released The Runaway. Let's have a toast to the douchebag.
You two won't even let me see the video.
The Runaway is awesome.
You like it?
Yeah. It's 34 minutes long. It's like a story. It's like a short.
I heard about it.
It's the real deal. Kanye's album is going to be legendary.
I heard about it. I mean, I heard some mixed reviews because you got the devil worship thing about it, and they got the, you know, they got the real deal.
I haven't seen it.
I really want to see what's going on.
People are straight hating if they're saying that Kanye's album is not going to be one of the greatest of all time.
I think he's rapping with a lot of pain right now. You know, he's rapping with a lot of pain.
That's what it takes.
A lot of hurt. He lost his mom, Amber Rose.
That's what it takes to get this guy to rap, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Because Kanye's doing big, big things.
Well, Amber Rose, she can make me put out an album or two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five. Either one.
Or six.
I'll put out an album just straight a cappella. You know,
like a Pootie Tang.
Yeah, just straight melodies. Melodies. I don't. Oh, hold on.
This is that Kanye.
This is what's going on with the Kanye.
You telling me this song is not hitting?
That's that new one.
Yeah. This song is insane.
I might be out my mind, but if I am, it's just in time. Because I got the explanation, so you fucking understand it. Man, I'm a really crazy nigga, but I...
That's nice.
It's crazy.
That's nice.
They got congos in the background.
Congos.
It's everything. He's using live instruments. He's using live Africans. He's using everything, man. I thought it was a musical masterpiece.
What
Kanye was able to do.
Wait a minute.
Do it with this song.
He's using live what? What is he?
I just thought it was a masterpiece. Live instruments.
I mean,
he's doing big things.
If you heard it first right here, the new Kanye versus
Kanye West did
featuring
live
Drake.
Africans, live instruments,
live Africans.
It's the real
straight
deal
from the kingdom.
It's
that's unbelievable, man. I mean,
did he get a boatload of them?
Oh no!
Well, you know he did.
Y'all really trying to get us kicked off the air. We can't even drive anywhere. I mean, we still stuck in traffic.
Wait a minute.
So we here all night.
You want to talk about a boatload of
y'all trying to get a boatload.
How about the first boat from Amistad?
With Joe Pye as the captain.
With the one where they was all packed in there. Where they was all packed in there back to back. Speaking of Africans, go vote tomorrow.
Please go vote.
Please
vote. Whatever you do.
Vote.
Whatever you do. If you need to go get your registration card, I don't know if it's...
Vote.
Go do it. Go do it tomorrow. Wake up early.
Because, look, breaking news. Republicans plan to revoke health care for African Americans.
Wow. And then you're just going to be stuck.
Well, get this. This was a shocker. What I really heard was that if Republicans get in office, they plan on taking away the 99-cent chicken specials.
Oh, man.
We can't have that.
We can't have that. What is that, Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
You got to vote because we won't eat till Thursday.
And they taking away that biscuit.
Oh. You know what? I went to Captain D's and they took away my hush puppies. Out of the fish bag.
They just put them little crinkles.
Yeah, they just the crinkles. I said, what happened to the two hush puppies? She said, oh, you got to order number three. Just to get the hush puppies.
Oh, wow.
So I'm voting. I can't live without my biscuit or the hush puppies.
You better vote.
And Popeyes has really, you know, stayed true to their word about the chicken specials.
You got to vote.
Man. So Xmas, you better get there. You better be there.
Get to the
first
polls,
thing.
People.
You've been seeing those commercials they've been showing about the politician commercials.
Yeah, I heard one. It was like something, somebody. He used to be a drug lord, and he used to have slaves, and he used to.
Oh man, those commercials. Oh man, hilarious. These
commercials get. Hey, you seen how they do Obama?
Oh, like, man. They kill Obama.
That's the taking, meanest mug he have on.
They kill Obama.
Obama be like,
yeah, just they try to find the ugliest picture of Obama as they can.
Yeah, we're like, taking our country back, Obama.
Yeah, we're taking our country back.
They don't call him President Obama.
No, Obama. No,
they say he's Obama. Just Obama.
Obama.
And they
Obama
just emphasize the B.
He's the smart with Ron Washington. That's the reason why the Rangers in the World Series.
They just, the B is so strong. Obama.
Go vote.
Oh, man, that one commercial said they surprised Houston is still even exist anymore.
The city of Houston?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, oh, man.
They said Bill White borrowed some money.
Wow. They said surprises a city.
The whole city. They borrowed some money. There.
And he didn't pay it back.
I mean, these commercials are getting, and it's funny because, like, they have one commercial.
And they show and
the back-to-back. Like, the dude that's competing, like, oh, you just said that about me? Okay. Well, your mama was a crack whore. Go vote tomorrow.
Hey. Hey.
And vote for me.
Vote for me because his mama was a crack.
Look Lee. At him. His eyes closed. He ain't even sleep.
Oh, man.
Man, that's crazy.
Be out of hand,
I'm glad you brought that up, man.
Like, worse. The commercials nowadays are just totally out of control.
It's slander. It's like, slander, man. It's fighting words.
Have you seen the one where Obama has the cigarette?
Y'all
ain't seen that one yet? It's Obama with a cigarette, and they're like, if he can't quit smoking.
Oh man!
So how he gonna quit? How he gonna quit doing something else? Huh?
Yeah, I was like, wow. Oh, and Obama on there, he just hitting the cigarette hard in the picture. He was like,
he got the cigarette like
one of prison cigarettes.
Yeah,
like one of them prison cigarettes. He just in there, like he been like
with no filter for his commissary.
Yeah, no filter.
Like he still packing for the lighter.
Michelle, look at the cigarette. With the cigarette still in his mouth while he talking.
Yeah.
Like he been got some direction. Going up there.
Going up there.
35.
Going up there and get my cigarette.
35. You're going to take a left. And then you're going to see that Henry. You're going to take a right.
That Henderson.
You're going to see that. And then there's some macaroons on the left. But you ain't going to stop there. You keep going.
Past the basketball court. You know he got to have a basketball court.
And then you're going to see Bo Leg Bo sitting on the court.
Then you're going to see Brett Favre on his dangler. Brett Favre showing the dangler.
Here for the dangler.
Oh, he came up
with a jean, man.
You missed the dangler. We gave a pair out, too. We gave a pair out.
He has a deal with Wrangler.
Yeah.
So, you know, Big Ben likes to go straight for the zipper. And Brett Favre likes to show his dangler. So they came out with a jean. It doesn't have a zipper on it.
It's called the Zangler. And we gave a pair out.
You just get all that zang.
You missed everything. We gave out the Bishop Eddie Long blowout kit.
Eddie Long stopped by the show.
He stopped by the show. We gave
Eddie.
We gave that out. Yeah. We gave out the Zanglers. Mm. Oh, tonight we also giving out free edge ups 214-431-5062. The Ron Washington special.
Support the
Rangers. He might be in the building because he's right down the street.
Yeah, he might come and step in.
He might step in.
Steps in. Let me just touch him up before he go to his press conference. Come on, Bob Ryan.
He might get a part on the side, you know.
Yeah. Michael Irvin. And they go hang with Michael after the game.
Yeah.
I just want to.
Shout out to Mike, man. I love Michael
Irvin, already
man.
Got a table ready for Ron.
Oh, man.
I want to put.
Oh, that's Ron's spot over there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Oh,
that's the greatest Halloween costume of all time.
Man.
That is the greatest Halloween costume.
Oh, of man. All time. Oh, man. That is classic.
Wow.
That is classic. Hey, man. If you had a crazy Halloween costume over the weekend, post it on the Riding the Bench Sports Radio Show on FishbowlRadioNetwork.com, on Facebook.com. It's going down, man. I can't believe that.
That was just one of the...
I can't believe that.
That was one of the greatest Halloween costumes of all time.
Up next, man, the Mr. Lover Man segment. It's going down. We need to make a political... a political commercial. We got a Somebody just posted the Rihanna with the beatdowns. And I seen the tampon, the maxi pad one. That's classic. Hey, it's going down, man. The Riding the Bench Show, don't go nowhere.